Hi, I'm Jimmy Wong.
And I'm Josh Lee Kwai.
And we are the hosts of The Command Zone, a Magic the Gathering podcast.
It's your weekly source for everything concerning the game's most popular format, Commander.
Whether you want to discover the perfect old card that you've never seen before, or find out about the hottest tech from the latest set, we've got your back.
Plus, we help you develop the most important skills for multiplayer Magic. We're talking strategy and tactics, proper sequencing, threat assessment, politics, you name it, we dive deep on it.
So why don't you hit pause on the podcast you're listening to right now and go subscribe to The Command Zone for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We promise you won't regret it.
Well, you won't, but your opponents might.
Yeah, good point.
Welcome to another episode of The League, brought to you by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. I got Mr. Dead End Hip Hop himself.
What up?
And I got Mr. AKA.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Black Honest A. What's going on?
Look, man, it's been a lot of circumstances and stuff like that as to why we took a slight hiatus. Obviously, we had the holidays in between all of that. Mm-hmm. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody watching and, you know, everybody that's been down with us. So we appreciate that. This show is going to be more of like an overview, real quick recap. We won't go into details. And, you know, we'll throw things out there. You know me, I always ask some questions and try to get insight into, you know, my co-host and what they want to do with their squads. So last time we left off, it was right before the playoffs and the first league, not in the Dead End Sports League, where I am the Browns, Nick is the Colts, and Ken is the Lions. And we all made it to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I had
a couple of those first round.
Hold on, hold on. I'm going to get there. I was out celebrating my wife's birthday, so I got simmed about 3-4 games. So I was barely over 500. I'll say maybe 1 or 2 games over 500, but I still made the playoffs. At one point in time, the entire AFC North was in the playoffs, which is crazy. I told y'all we had the hardest division, even though we only have 2 users. And I was in there. I was a wild card team. Both Ken and Nick were number one seeds. Nick, you know what I'm saying? I give you props, but I give more props to Ken only because his foundation was way worse. So to have that type of turnaround, Ken, do you think you attribute, what was it, 13-3? That was 14-2?
Yeah, 14-2.
So 14-2 record. Do you feel like at that point your roster's talent was a 14-2 roster, or did the schedule play a little bit into that as well?
I would say the schedule played a little bit into it as well. It should have been 13-3. I didn't play 4, and I don't know how that would have, you know, turned out. It was early in the season. But nevertheless, we didn't get a chance to play. So, you know, just forecasting ahead, that probably would have been a loss. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think the team finally kind of got there in the way where I wanted. But I didn't play a lot of users with that schedule, so I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. Gotcha. But all my games were still, for whatever reason, tough.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. What about you, Nick? I feel like you started with, you had a lot more to work with from the beginning. But obviously you added a lot, and you had one of the better teams in the league. How do you feel that your roster was going into those playoffs?
Well, I mean, like, This is what I predicted. You feel me? I ain't gonna hold you on this one, bro. I'm gonna keep it funky. I told y'all, give me year 3, I can compete. Mm-hmm. And it took me a while to get. I had to do a damn near overhaul on my whole roster for the most part. But I built them up to be where they are today because I tipped my hat to my defense. At least that drafting position, that area, and also just developing the quarterback in a Tom Brady-esque way because I use the Patriots playbook offensively. So building him up to be like a high 80, low 90 player, getting my defense right to where I'm having stars at multiple positions. Like, I expected us to be a number one seed. And, you know, me, I told you, I was like, bro, if as long as I take over the division, which I did, and then I move forward to where it comes to, like, you know, being respectable against the users, which I've proven, like, it's really only a few motherfuckers I'm like, oh, I gotta be strategic with
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
yeah. I actually felt like you had a good chance to win it all that year too.
I did, bro. That's why I'm honestly hot. I'm hot because I'm like, bro, that defense, bro. They was talking to me, bro. They was like, bro, we ready.
Based on a lot of the games I saw, I was like, they haven't figured Nick out yet. So you know, offense.
And I ain't really that hard to figure out. I ain't really that hard to figure out.
It's really, you're really not.
But I'm just disciplined in what I do. Like, I know, like, for me, like, I know how I get turnovers is when I get too loose with the offense. When I'm like, all right, now I'm just trying to put points on the board, trying to get my nigga Fields stats up. But if I stay disciplined, as long as I don't turn the ball over, they don't know how to beat me. We had that conversation before we started recording. Turnovers is what makes the games.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, it's been a little hiatus, and we're still talking, not even playing in the playoffs, and there's a reason for that. And I take full ownership. As soon as it happened, you know what I'm saying, I went into the chat and –
What happened, though?
I'm about to tell him.
Don't try to just
– No, not at all. No, I'm not glossing over it. So, obviously, these two guys had a bye. I had a CPU game. I think I played the Patriots.
Something like that. Yeah.
Or something like that. And you know, Nick, you see how confident this man is right now. He was even more so about a week or so ago. And he was talking hella shit. And I'm like, damn, Nick, you eager for this ass whooping. But it turns out I was the one that was a little too eager. So typically I had commissioner powers just because the original commissioner, Spike, was, you know, out and whatever. He gave me and Ken commissioner powers to continue to move the league forward. And typically when we deal with, you know, we finish a round of the playoffs or a game and we want a matchup to happen, sometimes Spike just isn't responsive late at night. And I'm a night owl. So as soon as I finished my game and everybody else was done with their playoff game, Nick was like, run it. Let's go. So I swear on my mama, I got my mama name tatted on my arm. I swear on my mama, as soon as I was done with my game and Nick said run it, I hit advance. It had to be simultaneously to Spike hitting advance, because when I finished the game, Nick was like, run it. I hit advance. And all of a sudden, I beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, how did that happen? And it was me. I didn't know that Spike was in there. I should have said, hey, Spike, you got it. You know, I didn't check. I was eager to get the matchup underway. And yeah, man, it was. I fucked up the playoffs for everybody.
I was so hot.
I was hot too, man. I was hot.
I just,
nah, I was Steven, remorseful, bro.
But I was hot.
Ken was Steve.
I had
like,
to talk myself down, man. I just wanted to
It was like all that time. Like, it's a whole season. Like,
I know. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, that's what I thought about. I was like, man, all that work we put in, everybody, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gone just like that.
And I feel, in all honesty, everybody else outside of you had at least a decent starting point. You literally started with one of the worst teams in the NFL and turned them around in year two? Year three,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you've dealt with a lot of bad QBs. You know, like you've dealt with a lot. So, I know you felt it more than everybody.
Man, rookie was like 80-something. You know, had a good campaign. I liked my chances against my opponent, my next opponent, whoever it was, but the Niners won. So I was like, okay, I like my odds against that. And then whoever came out of the other round, like that first round bye, sweet.
I love it. I did everything in my power to get that first round bye.
Man, me
I
too.
I just don't want to just deal with, like, I hate that wild card shit. You got to go on the road sometimes. It's like, why do I got to play 3-4 games when I can just play
two? Man, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I was kind of salty. I lost the Spike. I had some bad luck happen in that game, you know, here and there. Man, but, yeah, and then it was just.
So that's what happened. So
it was gone.
So that's part of the reason
it was just gone, Nick. It was just.
And he moving on because he knew he was about to get bounced out. That's what I'm saying. Like,
hell no.
I was ready, bro. I was, bro.
People were talking greasy in the chat. Man.
I was just remorseful. So that's why I kind of just, I shut the hell up because I knew I fucked up.
He disappeared too.
He disappeared like a motherfucker. He ain't say shit. He let Spike take all the bullets. They coming at Spike, nigga. He ain't said a damn thing to be like, nah, bro.
Because I already put it out there and I already took ownership.
You know, niggas in that chat don't read.
Hey. All Spike had to do was say, hey, man, it was Sweetfoot's fault.
He did. It still didn't matter. Because I think Adrian was talking crazy as usual.
It was also because Spike did it before. That's why.
Yeah. But yeah, man, you know, and that's part of the reason of the hiatus of the podcast, because obviously. So what we did was we simmed it through and we just let one of the CPU control teams win it. You know, that's the most fair thing to do. So the Steelers won it.
Trevor Lawrence, right?
Trevor Lawrence.
12th overall pick.
But that team isn't that good. Obviously, I'm in their division. I've already played them. I'd smack them. So now we're in season four of this one. And we are now in week five.
Yeah, we're pausing week five. We'll resume
tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and resume tomorrow. So going through, you know, the first 5 weeks, I have not had a user game. Oh, update, the Ravens is no longer a user. Yeah. So those epic battles of the Browns and Ravens.
It was ass whoopings for no reason, pretty much.
Yeah, he really did disappear when Foreman put them things on him, though.
He did.
Yeah, so
I didn't see that game. I know it's not directly
correlated to the other, but
his time was up.
Yeah.
His time was up. A lot of people's league time in the league was up when them teams disappear. Yeah. I think we're about to lose the Bucks too.
Yeah, because he's out of there.
Yeah, even though he wanted to play me, but yeah, he didn't play that game.
But you know, I think with the Bucks is one of those things that, you know, when you do these franchises, there's a lot of hats you gotta wear. And his GM hat wasn't strong.
Yeah. I think some of these guys have like 2 to 3 year window,
and that's it,
where they wanted to play.
Some guys don't even recognize the window and just sell the team. Yeah. I'm talking to you, Adrian. Nigga, like,
hey, but look, you know, I was talking to Adrian today at the job.
Bro, he's ass catching, bro.
Huh?
He's ass.
I'm not talking about the play style. I'm talking about the GM hat.
Mm-hmm. Both.
If you look at what he did and what he had to pay for the players he had, It looked very crazy at the time, but it doesn't look as crazy now.
How does it not look crazy
now? Because
what are you paying Travis Kelce?
Listen.
But it ain't gonna matter which we'll get to later.
Because by the time Travis Kelce is up, then he'll have to pay the other guys. He could let Travis Kelce
walk. We're gonna move on.
Hold on. Okay.
All right.
Hold on. I got all that.
Okay.
My bad. You know, so when you look at, I have Russell Wilson now, right? And if we were moving on, like as the main league with this one, Russell Wilson wants $36 million for 1 year. You know what I'm saying? And 21 of that is a signing bonus and 15 of that is his salary. Bro, that's way too much. Cause like when I look to re-sign other players, like there's an old lineman that I could re-sign, and when I give him 4 years and $40 million, I have like almost $70 million in cap. But when I try to re-sign Russell Wilson, I only have $36 million in cap, and that's one player. So I understand, you know, and I took the gamble because of where my roster was, you know what I'm saying, or where my roster is, you know, so I get it, and I get it from Adrian's standpoint too, because it wasn't just Russell. It was also Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner, he was the highest paid linebacker. So you had the highest paid linebacker and the highest paid quarterback, or one of the highest paid quarterbacks. That's impossible to maintain a roster around that.
All right, what about Metcalf?
I can't speak
about
it.
But he didn't know that a user was going to come
and take that squad.
And take that squad.
And then also, like, it's not like he didn't replace Metcalf. He got Jamar Chase. Have you seen his stats? Like, Jamar Chase is balling.
He used him well.
You know?
Yeah, against computer.
So at the end of
against people, too. He's busting a couple of people with Jamar.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, everybody could have, you know, got on him for the moves he did, but he understood the financial ramifications of keeping those guys.
And at the end of the day, based on how these three seasons have went, well, we've only had one champ anyway.
Yeah.
So.
We had two.
We had two?
Yeah, we had Ravens and
two and three. Ravens and four.
Four, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we only had two champs, so.
So, Ken, you know, you put in a lot of work. You've put in a lot of work with the Colts. I put in a lot of work with the Browns. So I had texted Spike, especially after my mishap with you know, move or advancing unintentionally. And I was like, hey, you know, a lot of us put a lot of work into these rosters and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I'm still for moving on to another one and restarting. But at the same time, let's keep this one going, you know, with the people that want to stay. And let's not make it, like, as intense, meaning that we're progressing or advancing every week and stuff like that. You know, so it could just be kind of like a little chill league. And then, you know, we'll just move everybody to, you know, a restart. And the people that want to stay will just keep it like that. So that's the reason why I was saying, you know, we could still move forward. Because, like, when I look at my Browns roster, right, like, I love the GM cap, right? Mm-hmm, and I too. Just told you, like, I got Russell Wilson. I'm going to let him go. Like, I cannot afford to resign that. And then I drafted somebody, like, late, like, in the fifth or sixth round.
I saw that.
Yeah, Joey Gatewood. And when I played with him in preseason, you know how these rookie quarterbacks, they throw hella wide and stuff? Like, he wasn't doing that. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, I may have found a diamond in the rough.
Play him in some games, though.
Huh?
You got to play him in some games, especially when you get a big lead. Put him in. See how he does in a real game.
You right.
Real
you right.
Game.
You right. You right.
He ain't going to do it.
Well, because
he just beat somebody 52 to something.
Yeah, I did. And in the game before that, I won 80 to like 13 or some shit like that.
Yeah, so he
I
can throw.
So,
we need to talk about that.
Yeah, I was padding stats because I want Russell Wilson to win the MVP, and I want potentially to win the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? Get Russell out of Cleveland and, you know, give him the LeBron treatment. Thank you for everything you've done, you know what I'm saying, for another championship. So that's kind of like the scenario that I have playing in my head. But Joey Gatewood, I really like him. OBJ is up for a contract. He wants $84 million over 4 years. You know, so it's kind of like I have very tough decisions. And then on top of that, remember that draft that kind of set us all up, that very first draft, all of those guys are going to be up in 2 years. Yeah. And all of my linebackers are 90s. My safety that I drafted is a 90. So obviously that's a lot of money. And then, you know, I just paid one of my old linemen. So it's I want to manage that. I want to see what my team looks like post all of, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to continue for that reason. And, like, I know you know, with the Lions, bro, like, you had to build them dudes up. Like
so what Spike say?
Spike said he was cool with that.
Yeah, okay. Spike said, yeah, because cool I said a few things about, like, I still want to play with my team. I'm not interested in moving forward. And when the decision was made, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm down to start over like that.
Yeah,
I think I at the time I made the decision. I was like, nah, I'm just gonna tap out and just play in our dead end sports league, and just let, you know, this one just go. Cause 4 years to go from 7-9 to not making the playoffs to winning the division twice, and I finally got the roster built up to just throw it all away. Cause you want to get the duplicates out and stuff like that. I was like, nah, man, I wasn't down with it. I was in my feelings. I came out of it a little bit, but yeah, there's some other stuff I want to talk about later too.
I'm not too bullish of not letting it go, but I needed to let go after I got the title. Like, real talk. Like, I wanted to compete to be like, all right, either someone's gonna prove me wrong, or I'm gonna prove everybody right. I got two belts in two different leagues. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the motherfucker. what's the nigga name? Bo Jackson on y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, to bring two titles in both leagues, as far as 20 and 21. But yeah, I don't know. I can probably let go, because I do like, to me, the building is what's good, because I have the two teams that. I was telling FIFA I'm going back and forth on.
But how do you maintain it? Like, see, so to me, it's like that's a job undone. Yeah, you could build it, but then part of the greatness is maintaining that and making those tough decisions.
But that's based off of, as a collective, as I'm saying, like, that's based off of us, our interest in continuing on building. Like Ken said, some of these motherfuckers by year three or four, when contracts is up, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to draft. They don't know how to replace these motherfuckers.
And that's why I think.
But that makes it not fun for them, and that's when they drop out, and then we got reconvene the whole league.
And you know what? And that's cool. Let them drop out. We continue with those rosters, because I'm assuming it's only going to be between three to maybe six of us total.
It's not going to be that many,
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say it could be more of a chill. Like, it doesn't have to be intense. We don't have to advance every day. We can do every other day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to be as many user games. We're not going to have scheduling conflicts and stuff like that. If I'm like, hey, yo, I'm about to be out for 2-3 days, we could just not play for 2-3 days. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't have to be as intense as it is now.
Yeah.
So, and because I'm really attached to that squad. Like, I drafted too. A lot of fucking dope players. Like, I want to see how far I can go.
Yeah.
I want to see how much I can maintain. Because now, you know, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, well, should I trade OBJ? He's not a cap hit. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm thinking, well, shit, that would be nice for my young QB to have an OBJ, even though, you know, I'm starting to get more acclimated to Andy Isabella and Christian Kirk, you know what I'm saying? And Noah Fant. Like, if you look at those four guys, Andy Isabella is like a top three wide receiver in terms of yardage. So is OBJ is like top five. Noah Fant is the highest or has the most yards as a tight end. And Christian Kirk is not far behind him. So, like, I'm really, like I have a real nice offensive thing going on, and that's that my 2,000-yard running back is injured right now for 5 weeks. You know, so I want to maintain. I want to see what decisions I'm gonna make, because I know I'm gonna go from the type of offense I have now to a defense first, run first team. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where all my money's gonna go, to the defense and the O-line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm not gonna have amazing weapons on the outside, but that quarterback is a mobile guy, so I think I can make up for it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to see how I transition into another squad.
So I'm glad he is interested in doing that. And then, like I said, I came around to starting over. So I started thinking about it lately, because there were moves I didn't even make that I would normally make, because I thought this league was this.
Yeah,
this
me too.
I really didn't even give a fuck about this season, to be honest.
Like, a part of me is like that too, but a part of me is like, let's just play it out and see how it goes.
Play it out, but
I do like how we have the other league. It does get me excited about building and stuff. But
hold on, before we jump over there, in the restart, what team are you looking at?
Well, everybody got the teams I want. You got the Steelers, I think.
Well, I think I'm gonna stay in the AFC North. So it's either gonna be the Steelers or the Ravens.
He's trying to play it safe.
No,
ain't trying to build, bro.
I thought about the Jets, because I really want to start out with the
shit.
He said the Jets.
Yeah,
I did say the Jets.
Yeah, bro.
Why you be doing that?
Yeah, man.
Ain't nothing sexy about that.
Not at
bro.
All. Like, they don't have nothing, Ken. Like, they're worse than the damn Lions.
I think. Well, I want to kind of start out with the QB.
So
that's why I was like, maybe I can do something.
No, it's better than what he had with Detroit.
That was one team that went through my head. The Dolphins could be interesting. I wouldn't mind playing with the Bills.
So I have my own little personal franchise that I do, and the Dolphins are nice because that secondary is really nice.
Herbert, the Chargers. Because remember, we're going to have updated rosters.
Updated rosters, exactly. Yep.
That's how I was – I'll say my
so later. So I'm kind of okay. So I'm gonna jump a little bit to the dead end sports league that we have. I'm kind of mad because when we started that, Josh Allen didn't have any abilities, and now he does. Mm. So I have a Josh Allen with no abilities when technically he's supposed to have abilities. But that's neither here nor there.
Nigga, you build him up. Shit, you good?
Didn't I just say we like in that league? I got simmed almost the whole. Okay, we'll jump.
You
over
got your work cut out for yourself.
I do
like the Raiders too. Only because of the draft pick. So I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We'll see.
So for me, it's either the Steelers or the Ravens. I'm narrowing it down to one of those two. Mm. Obviously, the Steelers, the defense is crazy. But I was just telling Nick in the car, like, I don't know if I want to do the whole who's my quarterback? Am I going to trade? Am I going to draft? I don't want to deal with that shit again, bro. Because if you have a quarterback, it doesn't matter if everything else around you is trash. You know that the most important position is there, and it's easier to build.
Exactly.
You know, so that's my thing going into the restart. I don't know if I want to do that whole quarterback.
Yeah, I think I want to just kind of do it in reverse. So
with a quarterback and build the rest instead of building the rest and then get the quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel you. Because you know, like, I feel like with the Browns pretty much had everything minus the quarterback.
Oh, they had Baker. You just didn't know how to use him.
Hey, look. Okay, prime example, right?
Baker be balling out.
Baker be balling, bro.
But then how come no franchise is committed to him? When I traded him to the Chargers, he played there 1 year. Then he went to the Dolphins. And then now he's with somebody else. So why nobody commit to him then?
Why you following your ass like that?
Yeah.
Only because I played him. I played him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I've seen where he's gone. He stayed in the AFC, so man, I've played him.
I played Jameis Winston on the Saints. That dude went 23 for 24 on me.
Woo!
I tried everything.
Yeah, sometimes it be like that.
Every single thing. I just.
Yeah.
I ain't give up, but I was like, this just ain't meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I tried everything. Everything. I couldn't stop him.
So what about you, Nick? Who you think about you might go with the restart?
Before Haskins got released, I was thinking about Washington and building them up. I wanted to build them up with a black quarterback. But I'm thinking about the Bears. I was thinking about the Bears before we started this other league. But even though that doesn't solve the problem of getting a quarterback, so I was thinking about, like, man, what team could I really
– And let me tell you, I had Trubisky as my backup last season. Ass.
No, I can work with Foles. Foles was going to be starting, okay. And then I was going to, you know, trade both of them out and try to get a QB.
I was
thinking about either the Bears, the Washington football team, or the Patriots.
But yeah, I'm more so leaning toward the Ravens just because y'all not ready for me with Lamar. Like, I feel like, yeah, you know, I'm still going to be primarily a pocket passer. I'm not one of those mobile guys, but I will do a lot more option type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm more leaning toward them because I feel like it's easier to build a defense. Like, I could build a defense, you know what I'm saying? Even though the Steelers, it's already pre-made. Like, you ain't really got to touch that side of the ball. But
you really just got to get some receivers and a quarterback.
What do you mean, need something? You got Claypool, you got Juju.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and you got the little return guy that, you know what I'm saying.
You're right.
You need is an O line because that O they got one good O lineman, and you need a quarterback.
Yeah. I want to be in the AFC North just so I damn near want to pick the Bengals again just so I can shut you down every season.
Go ahead. You could try.
But I want to go back to the NFC because motherfuckers has been –
I love the NFC,
The damn jail people have been running the asylum. That's what they say. I want to bring some order back to the NFC.
It's some tough competition in the NFC.
So with the rest of this season, the possibly the last one for everybody, but you know, us diehards, we're probably gonna continue it. How do you see — I already know you, so you don't even have to ask this or answer this, but how do you see this season playing out for you, Ken?
I honestly don't know, man. I'm 2-3. I had a sim loss and I just lost to the computer again.
You played it and you lost?
I played, man.
Who you played against?
Okay, let me
go ahead. Get it off your chest.
I played against the Chargers. And I don't know what it is. I've deleted my Madden app and reinstalled it. I don't know what it is about this copy that I have, but my computer players be doing some crazy, unrealistic shit. I've had corners stand there and not move and then go, and these guys get wide open. My linebackers and safeties keep blitzing for no reason. I don't even have to touch it. I made no audible adjustments, and they just – they'll run with them, and then they'll just start blitzing for no reason. The tight ends are always open because of the linebackers doing that shit. It is the most frustrating shit ever. So in this game, it's a tough defensive battle. I'm driving down the field for the game-winning drive. I called a route where the guy runs across the middle of the field. He cooked the corner wide open. I roll my quarterback out. I don't even think I rolled him out. I just kind of moved him over a little bit. It's a throw that he makes all the time. Threw it. Why? The shit was out of reach. And I missed the field goal to tie the game. I was so hot because that was the game. So that's the shit that's been happening. Like, it's like this guy took a step back. He missed throws all the time. But that shit, I was like, man. So I said all that to say, like, emotionally, I've been going through a lot because it's frustrating when that happens. Like, it's been times where, like, I just can't play this shit.
Yeah.
I just can't play this shit. And I'm like, there's no way this has just happened to me, but I feel to me.
That's how I felt about – because I lost to the computer in our other league for the playoffs. Like, I played – because the Jaguars is foreign, but he couldn't play, so I just put it on auto. And his defense played they ass out. Like, and I was able to do what I could do, but it wasn't – as definitive as it usually is. Like, I still was going back and forth. Like, the motherfucker made – Gardner Minshew did a fucking touchdown game-winning drive. Like,
wow.
On fourth down.
Wow.
In the red zone.
Wow.
Like, to the corner. Like, not even on some simple shit or he beat me. Like, he did it, like, I made him work for it, and he got it. And I was just like, I was humbled. Like, I was just like, you know what? I thought I was cocky. Season. I thought I was cocky with the Bengals too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, I'm dealing with them. I got them up to their top five defense this year. But I was like, nah, I got a lot of work to do. But like, it also made me realize with the other shit, it's like it's still a long ass season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, man. Yeah.
And I feel you when you talk about like last season, how it ended. It's kind of like, damn, well, I just did all that for nothing. So just going through the motions of the off season and then going into the regular season, like, and even though we're already in like what, week five, week mm-hmm. six, it's like it's still a long ass season. You still gotta do training, you still gotta play scout. These games. Yeah. Scout if we take it longer than that. And it's getting to that point where I can see, that's why I understand the fatigue about some of the other people in the league. It's like sometimes you just want to start over, and that kind of gives you its own new energy. Yeah, new life.
Well, yeah, starting over with the Broncos, we'll get to that, is another reason why I was like, man, I don't want to do this all over again. But we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But yeah, man, but I also realize I see why people run the same plays over and over again.
It's tiresome.
Yeah, if it works,
it's tiresome.
But I don't like to play like that. So it's like I'm battling – myself versus I'm battling like my play style versus doing what I need to do to like get a win versus a human and a computer. Like I just like to play realistic football, but there's a lot of like, you know, glitch shit and you know, other stuff that works. Like people, like I'll be watching people play, man, they got plays that get people wide open all the time, no matter what defense you call. It's freaking crazy. But I get it. It helps you avoid the frustration that I've been going through. So back to this season. So I really don't know. I really don't know. I'm 2-3. So much. The bye week is probably a no-go. It's a 90 overall rated team. They should be playing better, but the defense don't seem to be able to want to stop anybody. The offense is out of sync. I like Julian Fleming, so that gives me a third guy, and he nice. Eat nice. So I feel like I should be able to open it up a little bit more, mm-hmm. but I don't know, man. So I'm going to just kind of go through the motions. I think now that I know that we may possibly continue or we will, mm-hmm. I'll probably get a little bit more motivated than
I'll make some moves. I'll definitely make some moves.
Yeah, me too. Because I just wasn't motivated.
Yeah, yeah. I can see. I was just sitting put. Like, I'm just going to play the
me
games
too.
Like I was.
Yeah.
Like, not think about next year, but now that that's the case, I'm going to definitely make some moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. No, I feel y'all. I feel y'all because I've been, you know me. I love making trades, and I've been a little hesitant because I'm like, well, if this is the last season, then I need Russell Wilson and OBJ. But if this is not the last season, shit, I can get rid of OBJ. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can make other moves. So, you know, I definitely still need Russell Wilson because I can't win with Joey Gatwood just yet. Like, He's not ready. He's not there yet.
There's some wide receivers I'm about to let go. And I'm like, damn, I fuck with these niggas.
Yeah.
These are my niggas.
See, like that's the reason why I locked up Christian Kirk and Andy Isabella early. Because they weren't that expensive. They were still, you know, low 80s. You know what I'm saying? So I could afford them and, you know, keep them for a little bit and then go draft like another guy, like an OBJ replacement. I don't know if y'all been scouting, but there's one wide receiver. He has a second round grade, but when you scout him, he has a first round grade, but he's 6'7". So I'm like, okay, well, shit, let me trade OBJ and go give me a high draft pick to, you know, go reach him.
I just started scouting. Because, again, I ain't know
I haven't scouted because I love the squad I got. Like, I don't really – bro, I'm telling you, bro.
You can't keep them all. Like that's the
I'm saying, like, for right now, like, I'm going to scout. But I'm just saying right now, bro, these are all my babies right now. Like, these niggas is like – bro, I raised these pups. Like,
nah, I feel you.
Like, these – like,
bro, like, look. You got to think about it. Like, when we started the franchise, Grant Delpit was a rookie. You know what I'm saying? I got him. He's rated like 88, 89 now. My other safety, he's rated like 90, 91 now. You know what I'm saying? That's all me. Michael Parsons, Dylan Moses, all
Denzel
my linebackers.
Denzel Ward is like 95, right?
Who?
Denzel Ward.
Yeah, he's like 94, 95. Yeah. I drafted another cornerback. He's rated like 82. You know, this is his second season, 82, 83. You know, and he's nice. He just had a pick six my last game. You know, I drafted another middle linebacker because you know, I primarily run a 3-4. So my idea with that is, because I'm not going to re-sign Khalil Mack. I already know it's going to be too much money, so I'm going to let him walk. And then I'll just move that other middle linebacker to my outside linebacker and draft another young middle linebacker to play opposite Dylan Moses. So, you know, I see how I'm going to have to draft young guys to replace guys I just could no longer afford, you know, and I'm definitely going to move to a defensive first run team. And y'all saw, I've been committed to the run.
Yeah, you've done that before.
You know, so, you know.
Yeah, you flirt with the run.
Well, this year, the only reason why I'm opening it back up with the passing is because my running back is out for 5 weeks with a partially torn MCL. So, shit, what am I going to do?
You ain't got no backup?
I do, but he's not as nice. Because he's also...
Yeah, you're nice with Journey Brown.
Yeah. Journey Brown, stupid. Because now I'm building up his power back. Because his elusiveness naturally was super high. So now I'm building up his power back, and he's starting to become like a dude you just can't tackle. My backup, he's nice. He's an elusive back, but then his secondary trait is receiving. So in a lot of formations, like my shotgun formation, some of my pistol formations, I put my backup because he's a better catcher. Mm-hmm. But he's not the same runner. You know, and I'm starting now to get the rhythm with him. He's leading the league in rushing touchdowns now. You know, after about 2-3 weeks that I've played with him. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, I just want to continue this one because there's a lot of work we put in.
Yeah.
Just want to give it up like that.
We'll be back after this quick break.
You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong.
What's up, everybody? This is me, Dante Nero, and I want to tell you about my show, Man School 202. This podcast is about sex, relationship, and life advice. We give you that kind of advice and direction every single week with me hosting with my boy, Harry Turjanian, and my other little dude, Andre D. Thompson. So subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man.
Better man.
But so the Dead End Sports League, man. I got the Bills. Ken got the Broncos. and Nick has the Bengals. We'll just give you a real quick year synopsis. I want to say I played maybe about 4 or 5 games, and the rest of my joints were simmed. Again, you know, I enjoyed my wife's birthday, so I wasn't in town, and that's where the majority of the sims happened. And then, man, we just my job, like, I haven't been home like that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I haven't been able to play as many games as I wanted to in that
they
league.
Be looking for FIFA, boy.
Boy, they be calling his ass out. Yeah, you had hell of using down, matchups. Boy. I didn't think your schedule was like that. Like, it seemed like everybody in the league had a matchup with
they
you
ready
every
to
week.
Whoop your ass. Yeah. So you got some people looking for you.
Yeah, well next season I'll be ready. Next season I'll be ready. And you know, and with the Bills, so there was a couple of things I didn't realize about this squad before I chose them. That their cap was horrible.
Wow.
So they signed a lot of mediocre guys to, like, big deals. Mm. So I had to bite the bullet and trade some of my best players to free up cap, even though I know I'm going to get hit with, you know, a lot of cap penalties and stuff like that. But I was just like, let me just get draft picks and let me build up this defense. So I traded Micah Hyde. One of the main reasons why, even though he was a superstar safety, and y'all know I use your safeties, but I had to let him go because he was already like in year 8 and he's not going to get that much better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I'll just let him go. There's a defensive tackle that he's injured. I can't remember his name, but he has a major deal. I was just like, whoa, I didn't realize what I got myself into. So my thought process with this squad was, let me get the offensive guys that I know that I'm going to need to win in Buffalo. Because you ain't got a run game in Buffalo, and you're starting to host playoff games, and it's snowing. Like, you're not going to throw for no 300-400 yards. Like, you're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to play, you know, defense. So I went and got who's the running back from the Raiders?
Josh Jacobs.
So I went and got him. So he's a power back. I went and got DK Metcalf. So now he's opposite of Stephon Diggs. And they got another wide receiver, James Brown. You know, I want to say, I can't remember the tight end that I got, but I like him. It's something Knox. So, you know, like, so.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, my offense is built to win in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen, obviously, I got to get him to where I need to get to. But that defense, oh, my God. Outside of Tre'Davious White. I don't got shit, bro. I traded for Greedy. You know, I got a lot of corners with speed and shit, but I have five first-round picks in this upcoming draft. All of them are going to be defense. Every single one of them.
The draft again. Him and some other nigga.
Yeah. What, nigga, you got the whole end of the first round?
I got three picks.
Okay. I only got two more than you.
That's hella.
They made a lot. Like, it took me a minute to realize all the moves the other teams made. I was like, wait a minute.
Because I was trying to trade with some of these whack-ass teams. I'm like, hold on. You ain't even got no first-round pick till about 2030. I'm like, goddamn.
Yeah, we got some experienced users in this league.
100%. So I wasn't going to do that until I started looking to make some trades. And I'm like, oh, you don't got a first-round pick. You don't have a first-round pick. You don't have a first-round pick. Okay, well, I know what I need to do, because if I don't get into that first round, my defense is going to be ass.
It's going to be ass.
So I was just like, okay, well, I'll do what I got. And that's partly why I traded the Micah Hydes and some of the bigger names on my defense.
I had to do the same thing. I had to trade AJ Green, Tyler Boyd. I got rid of Boyd. His slow ass. I fuck with him in real life. That's my nigga in real life.
And even in the game, he makes a lot of catches, but he don't get no separation.
He don't get no separation. Nah. He had the nerve to be bitching. I was like, bro, what? And then he was talking about, he was asking for like all this shit. I'm like, bro, you don't even get off the block. I tried. I was looking his way too.
Yeah. How much does he weigh? Do you know? Is he like 220, 230?
I don't even think he's 230 at all. Mm-hmm. Nah, he's probably about 215.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was going to say moving the tight end, but.
Nah, he ain't even that big. That's why I had to get off him to get some draft picks.
The only one that you could really do that with is Chase Claypool, because that motherfucker, he's like 230 something.
Yeah. Nah, that motherfucker, he's huge. He is huge. Nah, but I had to trade away some people that I'm like, in real life, I fuck with you, but to justify, and it was taking up a big chunk of the salary. I'm like, nigga, we shitty. Like, I ain't about to pay your ass and we shitty.
Yeah.
I only kept Gino because he's a superstar and he got some abilities that I fuck with. But my defense, bro, nobody's over 75.
Yeah.
Except for I fuck with Jesse Bates because he's an 88.
For real?
The safety's 88 and William Jackson the third. I'll give them credit. They're like 80s. Everybody else, they ass catch him for real. But what I was able to do is I changed up the defensive scheme and play and the playbook, and I just had to play linebacker. I had to play every linebacker.
Damn.
Down there. So I got one of them to be a star. I activated his dev trait. And then he's also, I think he was the defensive rookie of the year too. And I made William Jackson the best DB in the AFC conference because he had about almost 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to play everything and just manage shit. But it was hard because I realized how much I take my other team for granted. Because I'm like, bro, who the fuck was supposed to be back there? Like, y'all supposed to have that shit covered. Like, why y'all niggas slipping? Like, I'm doing my job and these motherfuckers is doing anything and I get no pressure either. Like, I got some guys that I fuck with, like, on the edge, like Carl Lawson's a dog and Kenny's coming up, my two edge rushers, but still, Lawson's only like 80. The other one is like a 77. So it's kind of like, damn, like, I really need help. And that secondary is like, bro, Foreign showed that to me because he has the Jaguars and Chalk.
Yeah, DJ Chark. Bro, I tried to tell you.
That nigga, bro, that I nigga's like, know. He is underrated.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just video game shit, but he is underrated.
Because he has the size and he has speed. I think he's like 6'5", and he's like a 95, 94 bro, speed.
He had to wait. If he has a pocket for like maybe 2 seconds, maybe a little bit more, bro, he will get that motherfucker ball because he's just going to be open.
That's
how our matchup. I only won because he missed the field goal. Like extra point. But nah, I like how my team did this year. We was 13-3.
Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was one sim game that with the Eagles that I lost. I was like, I could have beat that motherfucker. And it was just me and the Steelers that was going back and forth. I had a comeback win our first matchup, which was dope. And then the second one, he busted my ass. I couldn't do shit. But it's like I could tell I liked it because I could tell he was watching the game film and like realizing what I like to do. So like I was opening up shit towards the end after the blowout, but I was like, okay, I know how to face him now. We got to that point where like we respect each other's game. And then the playoffs, bro, I've had to face Foreign's team, bro. He built that defense.
You know what he doing.
Shit, bro. couldn't do shit. It's just like I wasn't comfortable. Like everything was like I had to be strategic. Like this should give me 5 yards. If I come away with at least 5 yards, I'm good.
And the Jags have a good base because they have
those rushers, bro.
Yeah, he has two DNs that are already on the Jags. Miles Jack is a coverage linebacker with super speed. Who else they got? They got, and I don't know what moves he's made, so I know obviously.
Yeah, he's no, but like he's built on top. Like mm-hmm. I already knew the Jags had a decent defense, but it was like he built that on top of that.
Yeah.
And then he has I think he has Waller, I believe, as his.
So he traded for him. Yeah, and then
and that motherfucker knew how to use him.
And then the three wide receivers that they have, Renault, Chark, and Dede Westbrook. I would say honestly, they're probably the most underrated, most complimentary wide receivers in the game, because I have another franchise that I play, my own or no shit is it? I don't even remember because we don't even play that one that much. But I played with the Jags, and Renault, like I was building him up to like a physical wide receiver. Chark is the deep threat, and then Westbrook is kind of like the gadget guy. So it's like, depending on how you use them, like you can create mismatches.
Bro, Chalk was eating, he was eating me up that whole, like, he wouldn't even get like super big plays. He did get one big play that I fucked up on, but it was just like he would get those first downs. Those like if it's like third and six, third and eight,
you gonna
he'll get that shit just right there too. Like not even no more, like just what I need. And I'm like, bro, that shit is so frustrating.
Yep.
But I kind of am glad that I lost. Just because I thought about, like, just starting over that motherfucker and be like, fuck it. But I was like, nah, let me take this L because I was thinking, like, draft position.
Yeah.
The more I keep winning, the lower I'm going to get. Yeah. And, like, I'm already at the end of the draft. I'm in the 20s as far as my draft picks. So it's just like, let me not, you know, shoot myself in the foot. Let me just bow out because I got some shit done this year. I want to make Higgins. I fuck with Higgins. Higgins doesn't even have a dev trait, but he be doing some shit. Like, he'll make a one-handed catch. He remind me of Chad. Special. Like, that's why I fuck with him, because he's built like how Chad is, except he's a little bit more physical, and he's not that speedy, but he can, when he gets open, he's like, if you throw it in his direction, he's going to catch it, no matter what. And that's kind of like what I like. And that's why I got to go in the draft and get some speed, but yeah.
So what are y'all looking at? Obviously, I said I'm looking at defense in this draft, and you obviously – you struggling over there
I didn't even make the playoffs.
It's a little bit of everything, bro.
It's worse than I thought.
It's a little bit of everything.
It's worse than I thought. So I fucked up this season, and I don't know how, because I think – so I got the PS5. I think when I imported my franchise over to that one, I think it reset the settings for the league, and that's why the injuries were turned on. So everybody's hurt. I didn't have Courtland Sutton. I didn't have Bob Miller. Like, the whole defense is shut down. So, this season was probably a struggle. And then there were a lot of games I didn't get a chance to play because of just timing and circumstance. So, but I did play the Steelers' first matchup. I did all right held up for a while. But the flaws of that team just started to show. And as the season went on.
Who you got at QB?
Drew Lock. This month, he throws the ball so wide. So what I love about the Broncos is that I'm in the AFC West, and there's two other users in there. So this is going to be fun, just kind of matching up with the Chargers and the Chiefs, who'll be putting up 80, 90 points on the computer. But for the most part, I was in that game, against him. And but Drew Lock happened. A couple of tip passes happened here and there. Holding penalties, just everything you can name happening.
Yeah, just little shit. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And, he acknowledged, you like, yeah, you got some tough breaks. I was like, yeah, I did. So I didn't get a chance to play the Chargers this year. But I already said, I want to play more users anyway. So I love that I'm in a division with two other users, because that'll give me that experience I need to play against them.
Gotcha.
But I need everything. I need everything. So I can't wait for the players to come back so I can see who the hurt players are actually on the roster. But I need a quarterback. I like Hamler. Courtland Sutton will be back. I like him. Judy is nice. So I think I'm okay with the receivers. And I like the tight end.
And you got Noah Fant, don't you?
Yeah, I like the tight end.
I have Noah Fant with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wide receiver, bro.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
His speed and he accelerates from DBs. You know what I'm saying? Like on crossing routes and shit like that, he can run away from a DB.
Yeah. The secondary is cool because I'm able to kind of run my scheme. But I'm switching things up defensively and offensively. So I'm going to do something a little bit different with this one. I get a chance to experiment a little bit more. So I got to rebuild everything. So most of the receivers I get are going to be route runners and stuff like that. So just, you know, try to change it up a little bit. But
that's the only thing I really work on when I get a chance to upgrade the receiver. I just do route running because all the other shit is like, yeah, I can make you more physical. But, like, if you can't run your route, if you can't get open, what's the fucking point of all
that shit? I take that because, like, with the Bills, every time I upgrade DK, I just upgrade his physicality. And what that allows you to do, the routes may not be as crisp, but he's going to catch it over 2-3 people. He's going to get that first down.
But to me, it's the timing. It's all timing with me. I'm not worried about what the receiver can do. I'm worried about the pass rush. How much time do I actually have to pass? And if I'm facing a good pass rush, I want to be able to be like, I know that motherfucker going to get to that spot regardless at this point in time.
Well, to me, it's more so throw that shit up and he going to come down with it.
I have way too many interceptions.
Bro, that's how you get picked off, boy.
But you can't, obviously, you can't do that with everybody.
I know.
DK Metcalf is 6'4", 220-something. Like, he's a big guy with speed.
Even then, it depends on who you're playing.
Look. As of right now, and obviously I haven't played that many games. I think I've played maybe 5 games all season, like me with the squad that wasn't simmed. You'll see. You in the AFC. You'll see. That's cool. You'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. We're going to see this season.
But, Ken, there was something that you had mentioned earlier that you wanted to talk about. So I guess this covers the original league and also the Dead End Sports League. But people scoring 80. People scoring a lot. So
number one, we're going to have to set some rules. So I think thanks to Nick, we've been definitely moving the league along. We made some exceptions here or there, but not a lot. And I got to commend everybody in the league. They're very responsive. They don't mind going on auto when they can't play. They've been really good. We had one guy, I think, just quit because he got – blasted, and he quit mid-game, and we ain't seen him since.
You talking about Cowboys?
Yeah. So maybe something's going on. I don't know. I haven't heard from him on Twitter.
That's the only thing that's holding up this week. I'm about to advance it.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him on Twitter in a minute, and he's normally not silent like that, so it could be something going on, but we got another user that's waiting to jump in the league in the offseason. But yeah, man, so, like, restarts, I think we got to cap that at, like, 2.
Mm-hmm. I saw one where it was like 5.
Yeah, man, we cannot have that. If you lose, you lose.
You lose. Like, keep it moving.
It's simple. All you have to do is just get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
None of the other shit really matters in the regular season. I mean, unless you're playing for a bye week, but still, we cannot have.
It's just bragging rights, honestly. Yeah. Oh, I won MVP, or I got this, I got that. That's cool, but who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Right, exactly. That's really the ultimate goal. But we can't have more than 2 restarts, or we're going to have to give them 4 sales. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do about guys putting up crazy numbers on the league. There's nothing you can do.
Nah, that's not. You're talking about the Chiefs. The Chiefs be going crazy.
I mean, he got Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, so that's going to happen. So I think a lot of that is a lot of it is definitely him and his skill and probably knowing little nuances of the game. But, you know, as we've seen with Bucks and Ravens, when those teams when you start to lose players, hey, your gameplay changed a lot.
It ain't even that. The Chiefs is, he plays well.
He does, yeah.
It's just that, but he ain't that good.
He knows his offense. He knows his offense really, really well. And his plays.
Look, have you seen the man's O-line?
Yes, I played against him. I know firsthand. You can't do nothing.
So what I realized after about the second possession, I was like, okay, don't bring pressure because you're not going to get there. Sag back.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I did. I played a lot of coverage against him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But like, he runs the ball really well.
You got to beat him in coverage. He does run the ball. He'll try to run you to death, too, with that. I mean, all line.
And I tried to do that 2-4-5 A-gap mid-blitz. Shit. That wasn't going nowhere. I was like, okay, you think he's nice? Let me bring it. Nah, bro. I was like, okay, I respect it.
One deep pass on me. Other than that, he was just marching down the field.
That's what I'm saying. He can march down the field like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he has real good control of his offense in terms
that
of all, passing.
That's that. It's the O-line.
That O-line. Because think about when your entire O-line is nothing but stars. you are going to be able to do whatever you want offensively. He can run
and
the ball.
And it's Patty Mahomes.
And he got Pat Mahomes. And he got Tyreek Hill. Like, it's yeah. I don't want to say it's unfair, but damn. Like, it's definitely an advantage.
The only thing I don't like about the super scores and is that it kind of just, you know, it like in terms of, like, awards and shit like that. I don't really pay that much. I didn't start paying attention to that shit until Adrian started talking about that shit.
That's because that's all he win. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I pay attention.
And you talking to you talking about
no, but
the
you stop. Numbers. You stop. That's all. You stop because you realize, like, I'm here to compete. I'm here to get a title.
Nah, he's still trying to win those awards. Yeah,
well, I don't necessarily, like, I don't go
the
for
Ravens
the awards.
The Ravens made him give up on the awards.
I don't necessarily, like, go for awards. I go for numbers. And if I happen to get an award because of it.
That's a good way to put it.
You know
what I'm slick way to put it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm in sales, baby.
But, nah, I like a lot of the players in the league, man. They're very active. Mm-hmm. They know how to play the game.
They do.
Invest this bitch now.
Shit. Yeah, they know how to play the game. So, I think we're gonna play against a whole crop of new type of Madden players.
100%.
And I get a feeling that a lot of these guys, that's all they do.
Thank you for saying that. These are less casual guys. These guys in this league are way more – into the game. You could tell that they, like, this is the only game that a lot of them play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool with that because I wouldn't say, like, I'm a hardcore Madden guy, but for 2021, I definitely like Madden more than 2K because I'm more of a 2K player than a Madden player, but this year 2K is so ass that I've been playing more Madden.
I'm glad you brought up 2K. We're gonna make a quick aside.
Okay.
So I've been playing the next gen version. That's why I've been playing 2K.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Trae Young?
With him or against him?
With Trae Young.
He's a cheat code?
Nice, man.
Oh yeah.
Nice. He can get to the rim whenever you want. Mm. I haven't learned how to shoot on 2K yet.
Bro, can't nobody shoot.
It's
And that's why I haven't played.
Man.
Because here's the thing. In 2K right now, if you're not attacking the basket, you're not scoring points.
Exactly.
And even the layups are hard as fuck.
If you don't have somebody like Trae Young.
Exactly. If you don't have nobody like a Kyrie or somebody with a layup packet, you're gonna miss point blank layups.
So I thought it was just gonna take me some time to get used to it. That shot meter is stupid
as hell.
It's dumb as fuck.
Because it gives you this, and then you have this line, and even
if you get it in the, like, it's not an automatic green because of that. Like can't nobody really tell me how to shoot in this
game?
I've asked several people.
Okay.
And nobody can do it.
The Hawks are mad nice, man. That roster is so good. Cam Reddish, I don't even know why the GM or coach benched him. I started playing him. Crazy. Cam and damn Trey. We'll get back to Madden are nice in that game. But everybody else,
Yeah.
Man, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, but, man, 2K. And Madden, like, when Madden first comes out, I play it. And when 2K comes out, that thing gets shelved for a couple months. And it's been the complete opposite for me this year. It has. But, I won my first playoff game. Obviously, you lost against the Jags.
You ain't got to – I already said I lost, no, bro. You always be saying shit, bro. Yeah, you just be just drilling on the point.
But look, in all honesty, I know whoever the hell I play next, I know I'm going to lose because I don't have enough defense.
You play the Chiefs.
I don't have enough defense.
I just assumed this.
Okay. Yeah, so against the Chiefs, the only way I could beat him is if Josh Jacobs runs for 220 yards with 4 touchdowns, and I only give him maybe 10 minutes of possession. That's the only way because I'm not gonna get the pressure. He's gonna be able to run, pass, do whatever the hell he wants. So the only way to beat him is to keep that offense off the field. So we'll see. By the time we do the next podcast, you'll know if I won or lost.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the off season,
bro. I mean, I am too. At this point, I'm just like, bro, we can sim through all this shit.
I definitely, man, my defense is bad. It's bad because, like, Espinosa, that defensive end, like, when he was a created player, like in Madden 20 going into 21, when he was a created player, he was like a crazy unstoppable force. And this one, he has a normal dev trait. like he's not that special, so I got to build him up. Ed Oliver in Madden 20, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was super nice. He's super regular in Madden 21.
I hate building up niggas now.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't have a dev trade coming out the draft, bro, I'm tired. Because I got to get you hella shit.
Yep.
Just to be like, hold on, can you have a game like that? I'm like, nigga.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love dev traits more than regular dudes. But I got to find some type of value in the regular dudes. I think I'm overvaluing dev traits. Because if I don't get a dev trade, I'm so disappointed. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, it's because I don't have to – the progression is just so much easier.
I get it. But you have to be – like, I'm thinking, I can't – first of all, they're going to be expensive. And second, like, there have to be good regular players that can still hold up on their own. I don't know. It's just something I've been thinking about.
To me, it depends. Okay, so I think it comes down to value. Like, so if you're drafting guys relatively high, I would say 15 or high, or 18 or higher, and they don't have a dev trait, then that's ass.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're drafting guys second, third, fourth round that don't have dev traits, those guys are glue guys for, like, they're not stars. You just need them to do one or two things really
especially good. Especially like linemen, because it's hard to find a lineman with a dev trait.
Exactly. You know, like, for me, it's more so corner. Like, I don't need star corners. But if you got 94, 95 speed, that's all I need. Like you could be my third or fourth guy. Like, that's cool. We could shut the rest of the stuff down, you know, because, like, for me in the Browns league, that guy for me is Troy Apke, and he's about to be a free agent. But like he's rated 77 with a 94 speed, 95 acceleration. He's not the greatest corner, but he only wants $2 million for 1 year. You fucking right. I'm gonna sign you. I need that. I need a guy like that that I could go put him on the third or sometimes a second wide receiver, and I know that he ain't going to get burnt like that.
Yeah.
Am I expecting him to shut down Stephon Diggs or, you know, whoever the hell up? No, I'm not expecting that, but I expect you, when I put you on the second and or the third and fourth and sometimes fifth guys, you should win that matchup.
Yeah.
You know, so.
The last thing I'll say, I'm glad you said that about Apke because it triggered this thought. I'm experimenting a little bit more. I'm moving around on defense. Because the way they were burning my tight ends, I had to.
I'll tell y'all gonna listen to me when I say linebacker is the best piece.
Well, I've been playing around with the safety because I can do a little bit more, because I can definitely come down and take that tight end out of the play.
See the reason why I like user in a safety. Not only can you take tight ends out of the play, you can take running backs out of the play in the passing game or the running game.
Mm-hmm. But you're the last line of defense, bro.
But it depends on the defense that you're playing. So I play a lot of cover one. So that means that one of my safeties is going to come down. He's going to play either the first down line or I'm going to play him, like, in the box too. So it just depends. It depends on who you're playing against. So, like, obviously, when I'm playing the Ravens user, when it used to be a user, I had to put a safety down there or else he's going to run me out the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm playing you, I'm not going to – depending – because you like to start running the ball a lot, and then sometimes you come away and then you come back to it. So depending on what I feel that you're going to do, if I think that you're going to run, yeah, I'm going to put my safety in the box. Because that's the reason why I like to have two good safeties, because then I could just put my other safety back there and you just play a cover three and you play deep, but I need that other safety to be in the box. So and then he's more agile than linebackers. He can make more plays than linebackers can. So no disrespect to you liking to use your linebackers. I just find that using the safety gives you way more versatility.
You see, he trying to call out how I play and shit. Yeah, I see. I know you studying, bro. Hey, I'm telling
Nick,
you, it's gonna do wonders for you.
I've already played you, bro.
It's been a while since you beating me, so
damn.
We gonna have to see, bro. Because I honestly would think I'll be surprised if you get 14, bro. I honestly be surprised.
Hey, my nigga, you know what? You better hope that you stop me from getting 14 in the first quarter.
Bro, damn. It's not even that, bro. If you can score 14 by the half, you earn my respect.
Hey, this is on record.
I'm just saying, bro.
We playing the regular season, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Why do you think I'm saying this shit?
Okay.
I'm not talking about players because I can't.
14 by half, Ken? Come on, man.
Bro, my defense.
Hey, he's true to his name today.
my team is dangerous, bro.
Have you seen my squad?
Bruh, I'm telling you about my team.
I have a 2,000-yard.
I know what your squad is. That's what I'm saying about my team.
I have a 2,000-yard rusher.
Okay, he ain't doing shit.
because he's hurt, but he's going to
come
back.
No, I'm saying regardless. I'm just saying regardless.
Oh, he's not going to do shit. That's what
regardless
you're saying.
Regardless of what you got, okay, bro, they're not doing shit. That's what I'm trying to get to. That's the whole point of my son. That's the whole thing okay. I got. I ain't saying ain't going to be able to do
all
shit.
All I'm saying is make sure Justin Fields stays upright because I'm
Justin
coming.
Justin Fields going to be good, bro.
I'm coming.
That's fine,
look,
bro.
Hey, Justin Fields going to be hurt.
Hey, we got 2 seconds less offense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm playing around with the linebackers a little bit.
I love it because I love building them up. Because once they get built up, like you can kind of let they'll actually start like doing their own thing in a good way. I don't know what you said. Your shit is fucking up on you lately, but for me, it's like my defense has been like I was ready to get a pick and the motherfucker came in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like the other defensive player, like and he got. I'm like, bro, we in sync now. Like I'm one with the computer. You know, I'm like Tony Starks in this motherfucker.
All right, this nigga, you talking hell of shit. Well, watch when Andy Isabella come out here and burn your whole.
Ask the Panthers what happened, bro. The
Panthers, my boy. Hey, man, shout out CJ.
No, he about to talk shit about his homie. Go ahead.
Look, man, he took over a bad franchise, and he had a quarterback with a water pistol for an arm. And he doesn't have anything better right now. So, you know, it is what it is, man.
He could definitely use a restart.
Yeah, he needs a restart. And I'm gonna tell you like this: he is the best user safety in the league.
He is good. I've seen some plays.
He's the best. Like, when I was playing him, I was just testing shit. I was like, okay, like he's aware of that.
100%.
Like, so you know, some motherfuckers just be back there. Yeah, they don't really be doing shit. Yeah, I'm like, okay, so he knows exactly what he's doing.
So I've played against him just outside of the league, just one on one, me and him. And I haven't mastered this yet, but he knows how to bait people with the safety. Mm. So like if he'll play a cover three and he sees a crossing route, but he knows you really want to go deep, he'll play like he's playing that crossing route, and as soon as you go deep, he's on it. So I don't know how he does it like that just yet. Cause when I use their safeties, I'm committed to taking something away. He's committed to fooling you. And anytime I try to do that, I get beat. So that's why I don't like if I'm saying I'm gonna take away this crosser or I'm gonna take away this running back or I'm gonna take away whatever I decide I'm gonna take away pre-snap, that's what I'm committing to. He knows how to I know you wanted to go there. So I don't know how he does it, but he's definitely the best user safety.
Yeah, well, I think he said he hadn't played Madden in a minute, so he's still kind of getting up to speed.
Yeah, he's getting back on it.
Yeah.
Because he got three little boys.
Yeah.
So they, you know, sometimes I'll be calling them, because I work with them, sometimes I'll be calling them on some work shit, and hey, bro, just tell me this real quick.
Why you putting his business out there like that?
Yo!
Why you putting his business out
No, but I said he got three little, like, he got little babies.
Instead of it was Jumanji, it's like, you know, the damn phone with the nigga.
Yeah, because he's like me. Like typically when he plays, he got to play later because he got to put the kids to sleep and stuff like that. So, you know, he got a lot of responsibility.
I'm just saying, bro, if you see the Colts on the schedule, bro.
Man, get the fuck
what do I say,
here.
Bro? Just chalk it up as an L, bro. It's already in the computer. The computer already put it up as an L. We just got to play the games for, you know, for the fuck of it. But
We're going to see. We're going to see. Shit, y'all ain't got nothing else?
Nah, man. New year. Shit. When does Madden come out? 22?
Probably August.
August. Summertime.
So we got
We got 8 months.
Yeah.
We got a minute.
It takes us about 2 months to go through a season?
It depends.
Probably. It depends.
Yeah. At the 8 o'clock advance.
Yeah.
So. At 8 o'clock advance, we get through a season probably about 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. About 3 weeks. Almost a month.
Damn. Okay, so we got to get up to a lot of seasons.
That's
then.
Why I like the 8 o'clock advance, because it's just like we just push through the season.
Well, with the restart, we'll probably get 3-4 more. Okay.
Yeah. And I think what we should do is, you know, obviously we created the Dead End Sports League. We're in the original league. I think we should look to, you know, doing different things with Madden. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe getting in the yard together, us three, you know, playing there, or even starting a franchise where all three of us are on the same team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one player plays quarterback, one player plays wide receiver, one player plays running back. And we just command the offense, and on defense, we just pick whoever we want and, you know, try to get on the same page with shit.
I'm down to experiment because I think we need to, you know, try to find ways to kind of keep it interesting.
Exactly. Create new, fresh content. Because just doing franchises is cool. I like it, but, hey, you know, I'm thinking about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's only but so much franchise content that you can take.
I feel like a lot of people would just get burned out.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel it now.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole reason why you have to restart. Like, yeah. Even us doing when I first was like, well, yeah, 5 seasons is a good enough time. 5 seasons is a long time to stay with a season.
It's a lot of games, bro. You're talking about.
I think we should probably do like 3 seasons.
You're talking about close to 70 some games that you play.
Yeah.
In those seasons, you know? And there's a lot of in between stuff with that. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of preseason.
And that's not even the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's not even counting.
That's why, like, if we just stick to 3 seasons a team, we could probably run through some shit, get creative.
Yeah. But I feel is that type of content just becomes redundant, regardless if we.
You're talking about the restart leagues and stuff with Spike.
Well, I'm just talking about trying to do stuff to keep it fresh. Like, we don't want to talk about the same teams over and over again.
But I think the same type of content gets boring too.
Well, like, we have two
franchise. We're about franchise, to have franchise.
Possibly 3 leagues we're talking about. But I like your idea of. Just doing the different types of different types of things on Madden, like playing on the same team and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I'm definitely down for that, giving that a go as well.
Because that would be kind of crazy to because who would be the QB?
Not me.
You want to be the running back?
Yeah, I could be the running back.
What would you want to be? Wide receiver?
You want to be the QB, don't you?
Why did you say you want to be?
I don't know.
I keep looking at him. So he just trying to. All right, Ken don't want it. Because, I'll humbly take it. Nigga, right. We know what you're doing, bro.
But I'm saying, like, I'll be cool with playing wide receiver, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be the QB. I would like to be the QB, but I don't have to be. If you wanted to be, Nick, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't care to be the QB. I'd rather be the running back. But at the same time, I was just thinking about defensively. Of course, I want to be a linebacker.
Obviously, yeah, so he's middle linebacker. Yeah. I'm safety. You could be the lineman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I'll eat.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro, if I just got to worry about my area, it's straight.
Shit, if all I got to do is just play safety and roam, I'm good, too.
Yeah, that would be fun. That we could stream all those, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, my brain's working now.
So I just think we got to – you know, to keep them engaged and entertained, we got to start
thinking keep us engaged as well.
Exactly. Yep. So, yeah, man, look, you know, we always think about new ideas and stuff like that we could give y'all. Man, we appreciate y'all fucking with us. Thank you for being part of our Twitch at Dead End Sports. But also make sure you follow our individual Twitches so that way you can stay abreast as to all of the games and things that we play, because we all play a little bit more than just Madden. So you can follow Ken at KB Inge on Twitch. You can follow Mr. Disrespect at
WESISI number 11.
Yep. And you can follow me, obviously, FIFA 24/7. Yeah, man, that's been another episode of the League Podcast. We promise that we will be a little bit more expeditiously what's the tense of the word? I don't even know. I messed all of that up. But we will get these out a little bit more frequent. Obviously, thank you for sticking around through the holidays and all of that. But we'll be back to it, man. Peace.
Peace.